You know what Spanx are? It's kind of like a girdle.
It is like a girdle. Well, yeah. Is it really like a... Yeah, I guess. Yes. It's just not as hard.
But it's like a girdle in that it holds in your fat rolls.
It does. Yes. And Brad Pitt is wearing them.
Yeah. Supposedly he doesn't like his pudgy midsection.
No.
So he's wearing them. So it got me to thinking. I just posted on our Facebook page. Guys, would you wear Spanx? Because obviously there's a market for it because right. They're selling them. They mm-hmm. would not be selling them. That chick is like, she's on the Forbes top 100 list.
She's a bazillionaire.
Uh-huh.
Would you? So I have female Spanx that I got for a joke
right.
That we were doing something on stage. And they, I probably would wear them,
mm-hmm.
Except they're girls. So they, I can't go to the bathroom in them.
Oh,
you know?
I was going to say, what would the difference be? But I guess you're right. The guy Spanx probably have access to be able to do that.
I would think. And they're so tight. Like there, that's not where I need the help.
Right.
You know, I don't need to be constricted in the groin at all. But yeah, I mean, it's a great idea, isn't it? Why can women only be the ones who are wearing Spanx?
I don't know. I.
You feel like it's cheating? Would you feel duped?
Oh, no, not that at all. I just don't. It's funny because... I would rather see Dan without him, even if he does have Pudge.
You would?
Yeah. I would not want him to have to do that.
Well, he's not but have to do it. What if he just wants
he
to?
He would feel like he had
he
to do it.
He wants to have a straight
he
line.
He would feel like he had to do it. If he was obviously wearing them, he would feel like he had to because he didn't like his pudgy belly.
Right.
And I would say, don't feel like you have to do that. I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, and then
it
that
doesn't bug me.
That would go in one ear and out the other. That's what men say to women all the time, and you ignore it, and you think that we're lying.
Uh-huh.
You know? We're never lying. We always say, do what you want to do.
If he was doing it because it made him feel better, then have at it. That's why I put highlights in my hair. That's why I color my hair. That's why I wear makeup. It makes me feel good.
Because you want to feel better.
Right.
So you would not think less of him because he has them.
Mm-mm.
If you would you point it out to people?
No.
Like, that's Dan's wearing his Spanx today.
No.
I feel like you would. Don't you
no
think she would,
way.
Amanda?
I would never point that out.
No
way. I don't care what you think. I would never point that out.
What if Mike started wearing Spanx, Amanda? What would you think about
that?
Would
you judge him?
Yeah. What? That's so weird for Amanda to wear Spanx.
But,
I mean, I don't...
Yeah, you own some.
I have one pair.
Okay, you own some.
And I only wear it underneath, like... dress clothes.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I don't, it's not like an everyday thing
but
for
me. But does he judge you?
He doesn't.
No. So why would you judge him?
I don't know. Because
what's with the double standard here?
Okay. Well, if he's wearing it under dress clothes, then
who
fine.
Who cares what he's wearing it under?
Yeah,
he's wearing it under something that shows his gut and he doesn't want it to show. So he puts it on. What's the difference between dress clothes and a sweatshirt or a sweater that he got that shows too much gut?
7708957. I want to talk to women. Would you judge your man if he was wearing Spanx? So I say no. Amanda says yes.
Amanda says absolutely she would.
Absolutely she would. Yet she has some.
I wonder if Katie would judge me. We were out. We were green clothes shopping for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried on this sweater. And you know how sweaters are now. I have broad shoulders.
Yep.
And
long
big,
arms.
And long arms. So I need to get like these. The new look is like the little broad shoulder and long arms. So I get it, but it's super tiny little waist,
mm-hmm.
which I do not have a super tiny little waist or gut.
Okay.
So I put it on, and immediately she says, you don't want to get that.
Why is that?
Because I was hanging out. Like, I was bulging out of it, and she's like, you don't want that. So if I had Spanx on, you wouldn't have seen it,
right?
But then is that worth it? She probably would judge me. If I had him on, I'll say Katie, yes. Amanda, we know, is a yes. She said, well, duh.
I don't think Katie would judge you at all.
You don't?
No, I don't think she would.
I bet she would. She's very judgy.
She is.
Oh, my
not.
Goodness. She totally is. 7708957. Your man is wearing Spanx. Do you judge him like Amanda does, like I think my wife would? Or are you just fine with it? Because you know what? Connie is just she's just the perfect fiance. You're just right there. There's no judging.
No, I totally understand about trying to dress for your body type.
I think I would judge Katie too if she was wearing Spanx.
Would you really?
I
what is the
I
difference
would.
Between what's the difference between wearing Spanx
okay.
and coloring your hair, putting makeup on, or buying jeans that fit, or wearing a bra to push your breasts up? What's the difference?
No difference. I like that bra though. I have no problem with that.
Connie and Curtis, who's this on the phone?
This is Sherry.
Hi,
hey, Sherry.
Would you judge your man if he was wearing
gosh.
Spanx?
Yeah, pull his man card. Awful.
So he's out.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
Okay, so you would rather that he just has a big gut?
Well, I mean, if you got a big gut, you got a big gut. I mean, there's only so much a guy can do. The Spanx can only help a little bit. I mean, let's be realistic.
But Sherry, listen to this. Okay, so you were calling him. You may not have heard this argument from me, but my argument was, what's the difference between that and you wearing a bra to push your breasts up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't do that, so...
But a lot of women do. So what's the difference between those two things? I mean, we do that because we want them to look good, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't go out with a guy... I mean, if he has a gut, he's got a gut, you know? I mean, maybe... I don't know. I think the boobs make you feel more womanly.
Okay.
Whereas the gut is just a gut.
Well, and is it a little bit where men aren't supposed to care about their gut?
I guess. I don't... I mean... Look, I'm not saying I want my guy to have a gut necessarily,
right,
but he's a little squidgy around edges. That's all right.
Squidgy. Well, and I think it's so much more acceptable for a guy to have a gut than a woman to have a gut. Right?
Yeah, I definitely think that's true. Absolutely. And I think that the way that women's clothes are, I mean, all of those things that women have to do, just like wearing the Spanx, like I've got a pair of Spanx and wore them for my sister's wedding. Right under the dress that is very form-fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't normally wear clothes like that, so I wear the Spanx. And I think most women are that way because, let me just say, the Spanx are not the most comfortable thing in the world.
Yeah.
Well, and you're right. They can only do so much. I mean, have you ever seen someone who's wearing Spanx, but they're the only one who thinks it's working?
I have.
Yeah, I have too.
I've never noticed.
My kids here all the time because I have five teenagers, you know, like... Really, if it doesn't cover it up, you shouldn't be wearing that if it's hanging out, right? Like, anyway.
Well, it's not
my
like
dress standard. So.
It's not like Spanx are going to take off 50 pounds.
No.
Right. You know? Right.
They're not going to take off
50 pounds. Why are we making our men worry about wearing Spanx? I just think it's, I don't know, maybe if they're on the dating scene or something. I don't know.
Well, I don't think we're making them, but I just think it's so funny that Amanda has them, you, Sherry, have them, and both of you say, no, men should not wear them.
Well,
but you both have them.
And Sherry, now men's shirts are cut to be super thin at the waist, you know? So
right.
So that look is now, like what you have been dealing with as a woman with tight things, now that is an issue for men. Because if you have broad shoulders, you're wearing a shirt that's like a triangle.
Yeah.
I guess I'm living in the 80s or something. I missed the 90s. I was pregnant the entire 90s, so I don't know. But
that's awesome.
I don't know. I just don't. I think no. Pose man card, no.
Okay.
So thank
you. Okay.
I'm supposed to be confident and love themselves.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day.
So no Spanx for men for Sherry. 770-895-7.
Matt's on the phone. Hi, Matt.
Hey,
hey.
I guess my opinion is I wouldn't personally wear Spanx, but if you're wearing tight-fitting boxer briefs, and I'll be politically correct, Hanes, like, undershirts, the tank top-style undershirts, they have a, you know, white redneck name that I'm not going to mention.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
Is that not a whole lot different if you're wearing tight boxer briefs, which, you know, firm up the, you know, the lower end, and then you're wearing a tight, you know, tank top, kind of, you know, tightens everything. And I'm a pretty fit guy, but I still wear, you know, that undershirt. Kind of smooths out your lines a little bit. It's not Spanx, but it does smooth you out a bit.
Yeah.
That is true. And, like, the size
that's
large,
true.
I bought large undershirts, and they hug. I mean, it is like wearing Under Armour. Like,
I'm the same way. I mean, I hit the gym and all that stuff. I'm short, but I'm still broad shoulder and a little narrow waist, so still a large, you know, large tank top undershirt pretty much, you know. Goes on like spandex almost.
Absolutely.
I just don't understand why there's such a double standard.
Spanx are a little thicker though, so that's what they hold it. So what you and I are wearing are these shirts that are like make us look like sausage wrapped in there. The Spanx are a little bit thicker, so they kind of hide. They smooth the lines a little more.
That's true. That's true.
Could you imagine wearing Spanx under your boxers and your white tank top that you were talking about, Matt? And walking around the house with them on?
I would not wear Spanx personally. That is what I'm saying. It's not a huge difference between the two.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, that's true. Thanks for the call, Matt. You should wear your Spanx to work tomorrow, Curtis.
Oh, my goodness. So they're so tight. My problem is they got me women's Spanx. And it must have been before men's Spanx were around.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do something. They wanted me to be naked on a stage.
Naked, but not be naked.
And I said, well, I don't want to be. And they said, we'll get you some Spanx. And the color didn't match, so I ended up having to be naked anyway. Whatever. So I looked like I was wearing white shorts. So I throw these Spanx on, and they're so tight in the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not where I need the help, you know? So,
right.
And they're the extra large women, which I still am bigger bigger than an extra large woman. So they're painful to wear.
770-8957. We're talking supposedly Brad Pitt, which by the way, he's 49.
Yep.
He doesn't like his midsection anymore. He says he is pudgy. And so he has started wearing Spanx. And so we were just talking about the double standard. Women can wear them. Supposedly men cannot wear them. I said I would not judge Dan if he wanted to wear them. Just like him judging me because I want to wear, I don't know, a push-up bra.
Right. And Amanda says, oh my goodness, I would totally judge Mike. Why would he do that? Amanda has Spanx, wears them under the tight dresses that she wears out to like weddings
right.
and things. I think my wife would judge me.
Jenny, would you judge your man if he wore Spanx?
I don't think I would judge him, but he never wears anything tight. He wears just baggy clothes. So I don't think he's that high maintenance.
Okay.
But
you would think it's high maintenance.
A little bit, yeah, for guys especially.
Isn't that funny?
But I wouldn't mind if he started taking a few cues from Brad Pitt, so, you know, whatever.
That's true. And maybe, is this the best marketing plan ever? Maybe this is that Spank lady, and she's like, Brad, I need you to say that you're wearing them.
Exactly.
There's a reason why she's a gazillionaire,
absolutely.
Right? Thanks, Jenny. 770-8957, we're wondering if you would want your man to wear Spanx. Would you be judgy about it? Linda, would you?
Nope, I would not be judgy about it. If he wants to wear Spanx, let him wear Spanx.
And
no
you,
problem.
You wouldn't point it out in public and make fun of him?
No. Maybe in private, but not out in public.
In private, right?
I wouldn't judge. No. If he wants to wear them, my husband wouldn't wear them.
Yeah.
But if he would, no problem. Any other man, no problem.
Do you think, okay, so you are saying that your husband wouldn't wear them. Connie, her fiance, doesn't need to wear Spanx. Do you think that has a little bit of it? Where, like, you don't even need, you can put it so far out there that it's not a possibility. So,
because
oh,
they
no,
don't need it.
So it wouldn't bother me at all if they did that.
Oh, there could be some, I'd like to think that I'd still be open to it. If they felt like they needed it to feel better,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still okay with it.
Okay.
We women do so many things to enhance our appearance.
Oh, I know.
I just feel like I would be so hypocritical if I was judging men because they decided to do something to enhance
her.
Seriously, right. I and probably old Connie, younger Connie would feel that way.
Okay.
And be a little bit judgy because I want, and this is a quote in my head of younger Connie, I want my man to be a man. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm older and wiser, I'm like, wait a minute. I do all these things because it makes me feel good. It makes me happy. So who am I to judge? It's so hypocritical in my head right now.
7708957.
Thanks, Linda.
Is this something that we should embrace, the men wearing Spanx? Amanda says no. She does not want Mike in Spanx at all. Connie, well, you know, Connie is older and wiser now. She's enlightened. She realizes that this is perfectly okay.
Enlightened. Oh, Molly, would you judge your man if he was wearing them?
I totally would.
I know! Isn't that funny?
I totally would. And I think that, for me, it would be because I would think that, oh my God, is he that sane? Maybe he's thinking I should wear Spanx.
Oh.
So I would feel like he's judging me, like, you better do some more sit-ups because you're going to need some Spanx like I do.
Like, if I need Spanx, you need Spanx,
even
sister.
Though he has given in, he's stopped doing the sit-ups, and he went and got Spanx.
But also, I think it kind of emasculates them. I think it would be, I would find it really creepy.
Okay.
Well, and that's what Connie was saying, old Connie would say. I want
a
man.
And I'm not young. I'm not young. So I just feel like, it
no,
would freak me out.
I totally get the mindset because that could be how I would feel. But in all honesty, when we started talking about this off air, I was like, you cannot feel that way because we do so many things to enhance ourselves. I feel hypocritical feeling that way.
You just you're zen.
I feel hypocritical too, but it's still, I would just feel like... It would be an immediate turn off.
Yeah.
Immediate.
Okay. Immediate turn off.
Yeah,
all right.
Look at
thanks,
that.
Molly. Have a good day.
So you say that the old you would have felt this way, but now you are so enlightened. You are so zen. You figured it out.
It's like this. It's like a conversation that we got into with somebody at one of the bars on St. Patrick's Day. There was a guy drinking an Appletini.
Yes, it was green, and people were like, look what he's
pull
drinking.
Pull his man card, people were saying. He should not be drinking an Appletini.
Right.
And we're like, what? Some of us were like, who cares what he's drinking?
No kidding.
And thinking it's kind of sexy for a guy to be so comfortable in his skin that he doesn't care. He likes Appletinis. Drink your apple tea.
Ding, ding, right?
Drink whatever you want.
We were drinking those caramel drinks that came in the martini glass.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. It's that. Yeah, they're not girl or guy drinks.
Well, and like, I drink beer.
Whoa.
So I know. So do you look at a woman who's drinking a beer and think, like my mom always said to me, she thought it was very trashy to see a woman drinking beer.
Wow, out of a can? Or just a beer? Beer in general?
A beer in general. Yeah, probably out of a can, because probably once a year she'll have one. She'll be watching a Tigers game and
okay.
be super hot, and she'll have a beer maybe one time a year. So, but yeah, she always said, oh, drinking beer, women drinking beer.
So
Isn't
trashy.
That funny?
Wow.
Yeah.
We went out for
Mom, you know how much beer I've had in my life?
We went out for dinner on Friday night, and Katie ordered a beer.
Yeah.
Glad your mom wasn't there. It would have been very rough.
I know. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
Hi, what'd you want to say?
Oh, spanks on men.
Yes.
It sounds weird because it squishes everything in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Ken doll.
Okay. A lot of us women like the way our men look in jeans, mm-hmm. Especially the front view.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, won't that just hide everything?
Well, and that's what
it's
I'm...
Good question.
That's what I'm wondering about man spanks, is maybe they just fit over the gut. You know,
yeah.
like the women's spanks that I have, dude, they go on like shorts and
right.
they pull all the way up to my boobs.
Right.
That, like that, I don't think works for a guy.
I bet the man spanks are cut differently, so there's not a bunch of squeezy in that area.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. We don't know, Susan. We've never seen them. But I'm guessing that they have made provisions for that.
Well, I mean, in mine, which are women's, I can't go to the bathroom. I don't know how women can go to the bathroom in spanks.
Definitely, yeah.
We just pull them down like they're
You'd
just
have to
giant
pull them
underpants
all the way down, but they come up seriously to my armpits.
Yeah.
So are they shaped like the whitey tighties? Do they have
No. They have like bike shorts on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a good. It's not a good look.
I don't agree with this.
No.
And I want to say I enjoy you guys so much. I'm another person that listens to you on the way to work. I have a half hour commute, so. You guys are fantastic.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Susan.
Well, thank you, Susan. Tomorrow I'm going to wear Spanx to work, and it'll be even better. I'll talk like this, though.
So you'll thanks, know. Susan. Have a great day.
You'll know what's wrong with me. 7708-957. Talking Spanx. We're also talking on our Facebook page.